The big day is nearly here. The first game of the new season, Cork City here at Windsor Park tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it. It'll be a really good test. It should be a good game. At the end of the day, it's a derby match, and everybody knows what derby matches mean, so it'll be competitive. I'll make sure the players are well aware of their responsibilities, and hopefully we go out and perform and hopefully get a result that we can take down the Cork and hopefully progress.
You've got Paul Smith back from France. You've got now Roy Carroll back from France. They must be buzzing after what they got up to over in France.
Yeah, no, they're both excited. Say Roy's back. He's been training every single day when he's been out there at a good level. So he comes into contention for Thursday night, obviously playing. Paul Smith's the same. Training every day. His confidence is through the roof. So I hope he goes out. But it's going to be a big year. You know, last year was probably a free one for him where people didn't quite know him and everything like that. But this year is a big year for him. He's still a young kid, but the expectation level is going to be on him straight away. I will try and deflect and take that away from him at times, but he's got all the ability to be whatever he wants to be. So hopefully he comes in, he sets the place on fire and starts scoring a few goals.
There's a lot of activity about the place. People buying tickets, people buying season tickets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of expectation, but this is going to be a really difficult game against the team in the middle of their season, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And they say, you know, sometimes when you do go up into the office and you see, you know, the diehard Linfield people who have supported this club through thick and thin, you know, through successful years and obviously through the last few years where we've not been successful. But they're, you know, Linfield people, they want this club to be successful. They want their team to be the best it can be. And again, that falls on my shoulders. That's a responsibility that I have as a manager to make sure we not only have the right players playing in at the minute, when we do look to bring players in, we're bringing the right kind of players in, the quality that's going to make hopefully us a little bit better. We fell a little bit short in a few competitions last year, and going forward this year, you know, hopefully we're better prepared.
Pre-season going well as far as you're concerned? Yeah,
yeah, no, it's gone well. No fresh injuries, no nothing like that. Sean Ward will miss the game tomorrow night. He's probably the only one's got a slight niggle, but the other players are fit, they're ready to go, they've worked hard, they've done well, they've come back in good shape after last year, and you know, they're good to go.
There's a real buzz about the place. The new kit has been unveiled yesterday, and there's thousands of people expressing their delight and wanting to get hold of that kit. So yeah, it'll be lovely to get that kit on tomorrow night, won't it?
Yeah, no, I can't wait. And say, I live for my football. You know, the back end of last season, the last game of the cup final, it seems like yesterday. You want to put that game out of your system. You want to put the back end of the league season out of your system and start afresh. So we start afresh tomorrow night. So it's a great challenge. It's a good game. They've got good players. They've got a very good manager who gets the players organised and gets the best out of the players that he possibly can. And so it should be a good game.
You were down in Dublin last weekend spying on them. You must have been impressed, were you?
No, they're good. Again, they've got quality. They're second in the league. They don't concede many goals. I think they've played 16 league games and they've conceded 6 goals. So their strength lies in not only their attacking players where they score a few goals, but they're defensively sound. They've got experience in the back four. They've got two good midfielders who work hard. So, but at the end of the day, so have we. We've got experience. We've got good players. We've got players who can put the ball in the back of the net. We've got players who can put a tackle in. And I hope we turn up and perform.
And it's all about taking a good result down to the second leg down there next week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's important. That you know, probably either team. You know, obviously we're the home team. We need to be probably on the front foot. It would be nice to win 1 or 2-0. That would be the ideal scoreline. But it's important that we don't concede an away goal or too many away goals, because you still want to be an opportunity going down to Cork, where again they're very strong at home. It's important that we're still in it, and I think the way we'll set up tomorrow night and hopefully the organisation and our fitness and the quality we have on the pitch will hopefully get us a right result.
And in the middle of all these European preparations, you know, your phone's going, supporters are asking you about signings. It's a busy time, isn't it?
It is. You know, supporters want players in. You know, I would love to have, at the minute, I would love to be sat here with 3 or 4 other players, but as I said, I don't want to be bringing in quantity over quality. I want to be bringing the right players in. We do have good players here. Yeah, we've not won anything for 2-3 years. Can we add to it? I think we can add to it, and we certainly will add to it before the start of the season. the 6th of August. So said the European games are important. We'll go with what we have at the minute. But I'm always sort of looking to see what else we can bring in. What can we improve on? And if we can get 3 or 4 players in, hopefully before the start of the season, the bread and butter is always going to be a league title. That's always been at this club. Anything else apart from that is a bonus. But it's important that we get the right players in at the right time, that we're not just bringing players in for the sake of them, where they're not going to challenge the rest of the players that are here. And as soon as I feel we can get the quality in, I'll certainly do that.
It's always nice to meet with supporters, and it was nice today that you were able to meet with the Sydney, Australia, Northern Ireland supporters
it's
club.
Brilliant. You only have to look out, and you know, Pauline in the office, she's flat out there with people coming in renewing the season ticket. That's brilliant. I love to see that, because I love to see the fans still getting behind this great club. So again, it's down to myself, it's down to the players now to not only give the club a little bit, you know, give these supporters. They've had success for so many years, they demand it. And we've not given them for the last 2, 3, 4 years. And it's about time we did. And that's our job as managers and as players, to make sure we do the best that we can do.
And it's all about the supporters being that 12th, 13th and 14th man and getting behind the boys in the right way tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, we always need their support, especially at home. And again, it should be a good atmosphere. I'm sure Cork will bring, you know, a few hundred supporters up. So it should be a good atmosphere and a feisty encounter. You know, our players will be flat out from minute one, going to get the right result.
Goes without saying, all the very best. And what is a tough game tomorrow night, David?
Cheers, Andy. Thank you.